It's day 26 of October 16, and today the topic is our beautiful planet. Music that relates to this Earth. The spinning orb that plays host to our very existence, the land, the hills, the mountains, islands, trees, heath, flowers, or any of the many unique features that exist on land or sea. This was another category that when I came up with these particular topics, categories, if you like, didn't realise at the time. I was following a theme, in other words, and I didn't realise at the time just how much music, song, that could be involved, even in just one particular section of the topic. For example, land, mountains, trees. Anyway, after much reflection, and because something was drawn to my attention just very recently, in the last few days, in fact, was music from St. Kilda, that little island way out there in the Atlantic, off way out on the west coast, off the west coast of Scotland. Pretty isolated little community that was finally evacuated, this last citizen left here in 1930. And what this is basically the lost, what they're calling them is the lost songs of St. Kilda. And it all came down to a particular gentleman called Trevor Morrison, who, as a young man, a young lad in fact, a young lad, 10 years I think or so, was taught by a music teacher who had come from St. Kilda when they evacuated the island, and he ended up in one of the Western Isles where Trevor happened to be a young lad at school. And so, just by chance, young Trevor had heard the music teacher playing some of these pieces and asked them what they were. So he taught them the pieces. And how this all came to pass over the years was, following on from there, obviously the school teacher, the music teacher, they passed away, and I have no knowledge, as far as I can find, who that music teacher was. But how this all came to light many, many years later, in fact, just a few years ago, Trevor was a resident in a care home in Edinburgh, and he began to play the piano, as you would if you're a piano player, and he started to play these tunes. They came back to him one by one. And this was all picked up by a carer at the home, who went out, popped out, bought apparently a very cheap microphone and stuck it down the back of the piano, and encouraged Trevor to play the pieces of music that he had learned all those years ago when he was a wee boy. And these now have been picked up. There has been orchestrations made of them, which I've heard a bit just over the past day or so. And they're beautiful, but I have to say that there is no simple playing piano music as it was written and played way back before 1931 St. Kilda. I think that's the best music just to listen to as it was originally written for and played by piano. And I'll play two tracks. Hirta is one, and the second one is Sway. And they're only about 2 minutes long, but they're beautiful in their own rights. So that's what I'm going for on this particular topic day. I'm going for St. Kilda. And when you hear the piece, the second piece, where the introduction and the background is the lapping off the waves and the birds, try and picture that tiny wee isolated island with the people who lived a very, very modest and poor life, climbing cliffs to salvage seagulls' eggs to eat, fishing. That was it, basically. A very, very poor life. And basically that was the reason they were finally vacated, because it just became tenuous to live there any longer. So try and picture a wee isolated island way out there in the middle of the Atlantic with the waves coming in, and these people trying to eke out a living and survive on a very, very hard, rocky island. I don't know how they did it, to be honest. But there you go. St Kilda, Hirta and Soi. From the memories of Trevor Morrison, who sadly died a wee while ago. Thank you.